Here's the thing that the circle of life is teaching. Remember, there's not one chapter in the book, there's nine. And all nine are important and what they stand for. They're all to do with different relationships to the divine. Chapter one is the divine. The other eight is what are your relations to the divine? What is this relation to divine? What is my breathing relationship to divine? What is my moving? What is my nutritional relation to the divine? What is my money earning in the front doors relation to the divine? What is my residual investing money in the back line? What is my human relationships to the divine? What is my relation to nature to the divine? They're all about relationships. And if we get them right, we receive the abundant life that Jesus promised us. I come to bring you a life abundantly. He's talking about we have to have the abundant relationships. Just think of them as eight spokes or eight wagon wheels around the hub of the Lord. The source of all creation is at the center. He wants to know, are you willing to take all eight of those relationships and make them spiritual? It's no longer we can go to church on Sunday or Saturday and then do what the heck we want the rest of the week. He wants us to have a relationship with him daily, and he wants us to pull his relationship into everything we do. This is where Jesus means take no thought, but also do everything in remembrance of me, not just eating, but loving the neighbor, tithing, generosity, building businesses. Put me first. I'm your cornerstone. Don't do anything without me being your cornerstone. That's who's going to make it through 33 years of revelations. It's not going to be 33 days. It's not going to be 33 months. It's going to be 33 years of revelation. That's why the 33 number is so profoundly important.
People were worried about 3.5 years. Now you're talking 33 years. You better get ready.